How did you feel? Because Hitler then, by that time, was full bore rounding up Jews.
We didn't know that at that time. Okay. I mean, we knew there were problems. But the knowledge of these concentration camps, there are arguments about that when it became known, 41 or 42.
What was your attitude toward the prisoners of war, the Germans?
I didn't have an attitude. I just wanted to get information. You don't really think a hell of a lot. You're busy. You're trying to protect your ass, so to speak. You just feel you're part of an army and you want to win.
Yeah. How do you think they viewed you?
First of all, you're in charge. If you're a prisoner just captured, you don't do a hell of a lot of thinking. You just want to know what's going to happen to me.
They weren't expressing their feelings.
No.
No.
They're just scared.
Yeah. Did you continue on interrogating for how long?
We started the breakout out of Normandy at St. Lô, July 26, 44. There was a tremendous bombardment of the German lines. Some of it hit some of our people. I got across the St. Lô Highway, and then I got some prisoners, and we were being shelled. One of my men and I got hit by the same shell. It killed him immediately and just wounded me. I got a scar clear across.
This again was where?
At St. Lô in Normandy. See, when we broke out, you know, we were tied up there in Normandy quite a while. And then Patton started the breakout and made the big sweep through France. Because we were all keyed up to go on this trip. We knew what the plans were.
Yeah.
We didn't see how we could miss. Of course, you know, when you're young, you're an optimist.
How severe was the wound to your shoulder?
It opened up a hole about like that. I was lucky I kept my arm.
Did you go for a while before you had medical attention?
I got into a foxhole because we were being shelled. Finally, I got a hold of one of my men. I mean, everybody hit the foxholes. There were still some German slit trenches full of dead Germans, but these guys jumped right on top of them. Anyway, I was able to get a hold of one of my men. He got a jeep and took me back to the medics. From there, then, I went back to an evac hospital where I spent a day or two. Then they shipped me back to England. That's where they operated.
Well, you just talked a lot here about something that happened that emotionally had to be something that either you didn't think about or it was too much going on. A man next to you is killed, and you take this open wound in your shoulder.
The first thing, I tried to tear his shirt open. I tried to see if I could help him. I didn't realize that I'd been hit. It felt like I got hit by a stick over me. And then when I kneeled over, I saw all this blood coming out.
And your arm probably was not working as well.
That was the first thing that I checked, and I had full use of my hand. And he was dead, so there was nothing I could do for him.
But you tried immediately to help him.
Yeah. I didn't get back into combat till November.
Of
1944. Actually, I had a pretty good time. I was in a hospital in England, 6 weeks. Then I went to a replacement center for the intelligence group. We had about 150 men. Then I got orders to take these men and take them to the continent. They told me I would have transportation at the beach. It was Omaha Beach again. I had my orders, so we got on a ship. We landed at the beach, and there were no trucks. Mind you, this was September, October.
Of 44.
44. I had to get in touch with the headquarters of this unit in Paris. Because on the beach, there were all kinds of units. There was nobody you could turn to. Nobody was about to give you any trucks. So anyway, I took a French-speaking soldier with me. We hitchhiked. We got on an open semi-trailer on the Red Ball Express into Paris. The Red Ball Express was kind of an express deal that moved supplies. In other words, one-way streets. And they didn't stop for anything. At nightfall, we were in a little village, and I told this guy, let's spend the night here. It was drizzly, miserable weather. I asked some people where there was a room available. They showed me a house, so we went in. There was a woman and her daughter. She didn't want any part of us, but I insisted. She had a little room up on the second floor. It was just up a few steps. A few minutes later, knock at the door. Here are two MPs. They wanted to see our papers, which I had. He said, "Lieutenant, you picked the house of the only collaborators in this village." What happened, the Frenchman I talked to noticed my German accent. And that afternoon, they had found a campfire. There were some escaped Germans in the area. You put all this together. So anyway, he said, "You better come with us." He said, "We'll be chasing these Germans all night so you can use our place." So anyway, we got into Paris and had a friend on the staff of this unit. He said, "We'll send the trucks. You don't have to go back." So I had 6 weeks in Paris.